It's the 15th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The way that Bedford Borough handles council tax for those with limited means will soon be up for review. Conservative councillor Graham Coombs, the portfolio holder for Finance, Risk and Welfare, said that the reductions have amounted to the value of almost £8.5 million, which he commented was a significant amount of money. Lib Dem councillor Henry Van called that the amount was actually cost-effective because people were not being chased through the courts for payments of tiny amounts of money, which he said was hugely financially ineffective. In the short term, the way that discounts are calculated for vulnerable working adults are due to continue as normal, but the programme is due to be overhauled in 2025. The latest Food Standards Agency hygiene rankings found three Bedford eateries requiring improvement. Roman's Pizza on Midland Road and Pat's Pizza on Bedford Road in Wootton both scored a 2, meaning some improvement is necessary. Marmaris Grill Restaurant on Tavistock Street scored a 1, where major improvement is required. An investigation by the Air Accident Investigation Branch found that the cause of a small plane crash, which occurred last September, resulted from a pigeon striking one of its propellers. The Skyranger Swift landed in a tree near Dunstable. The AAIB praised the 56-year-old pilot's skill, which allowed him to resolve the emergency with minimal damage and no injuries. 53-year-old Michael Maher from Luton won a £3 million house in Somerset after spending £10 to enter the Amaze £1 million house draw. The prize also included £100,000 in cash. £3.5 million was raised from the event and will benefit the RSPCA. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.